We are in the middle of Siman Shin Chaf Gimel. So we went out of order. We finished, and now we're going back again to the beginning. And the beginning discusses where my challah gets mixed up. Mafresh challah, and then the kid comes, sees some dough on the side. The adults turn around. The four-year-old takes the challah, throws it back in. Oh, what's this doing out here? It doesn't belong here. Bing, back in. Okay, Tarovas. Now, the general rule by Truma, and this is in Trumos, Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin, that Truma is Ola Be'echad Umer. Okay, we have a general concept, let's say, of Batul B'Shishim. Truma, the Chachamim U'Machmir, it's only Batul in 100. You need 100 times. If my Truma falls in, I need to be Mevatul it. I need 100 times what I have in there. If one fell in one grape of Truma, if it falls into 100 grapes, so then it's batal. Now, the Bar Tanura points out over there, you still have to take out, and they have 101 grapes. Okay? And really it's batal, and I can eat all 101 grapes. Well, one of the grapes...
Definitely.
Right, so we're not saying that one of the grapes is definitely Truma and I have an Isser, but one of the grapes belongs to the Kohen. Now, they're all butler. I can eat 101 grapes, but one of these belongs to the Kohen. Which one doesn't really matter because it's butler. It's like it's not there, but one of the grapes belongs to the Kohen. So I'm supposed to give one of those grapes to the Kohen. Now, when the Rambam brings us down in Perek, in Trumas, Yud Gimel, Aleph, so he says it's ole bechad v'meyah, it's batal. Then he says, but any truma that the Kohen doesn't care about, and he gives examples of things that no one's interested in, but you have to separate truma. Eino tzarich lagbia, ho v'nafla b'meyah, since it fell in 100, batla b'miyuta, it's batal, it's like it's not there. V'akol mutl l'zarim, you can eat the whole thing. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, the only reason to take out the one is not because there's a halachi issue that I can't eat this one. It's that it belongs to the Kohen. But if the Kohen doesn't care, then the Kohen doesn't care. The Kohen can give me a gift. Now, he can't give me Truma. I can't eat Truma. But this is not Truma. This is just, I can't take something that belongs to Kohen, my gear to the Kohen. The Kohen, one grape belongs to the Kohen. Which one? Makes no difference. Give him a grape. He doesn't want the grape. He doesn't have to have the grape. I can eat everything. Fine. Now, the Tosus Anshe Shame over there in the Mishnayis says that this din of Ola Be'echad V'meya, that it's batal only in 100, that's only if it's min b'mina. Grape falling into grapes. But if it falls into a whole, whatever, the grape gets squeezed and the juice falls into the chicken soup, so then the rule is, like everything else, it's no same time. If it gives taste, which we generally assume, is batal b'shishim. Only if it gets mixed up b'mino, so then we have this chumra of bitol b'meya instead of bitol b'shishim. Okay, so that is a background into truma falling into other things. Now, challah, as we said many times, is a type of truma. And in fact, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah in Aleph Tes points out, I don't know where I wrote it down. The Mishnah in Aleph Tes says, Nechala and Truma, both of them are Ola Be'echad V'meyah. Chala and Truma go together. Chala is a type of Truma. Fine. Now, we have the Gemara that we've been sitting on for the last week, Bechoros Daf Chav Zayin Omen Aleph. So in Bechoros and Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, Omar Shmuel, Trumas Chutz La'aretz Betela Berov. Trumas Chutz La'aretz is Batel Berov. Okay, that means if it's 51% regular and 49% Truma, it's Batel Berov. Everything we said Batel B'meya, that's in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, it's going to be batal barov. Then the Gemara goes on to say something even stronger. Rabba mevatla barov v'ochela b'mei tumaso. Rabba would be mevatla barov. Now we have a rule that we need, let's say in general, we need batel b'shisha. Okay, let's say it falls into 1 in 50. No good. That's not 1 in 60. The milk fell into the chicken soup. 1 in 50. Can I go make more chicken soup and add it to the pot and turn it into 60? I cannot. Aim of atlan isa lechatzchila. That applies to an isa d'oraisa. It also basically applies to an isa d'rabbanan. So, but Rabbah over here, so we have two chidushim. This is a very complex, involved sugya with a lot of details, but at the end of the day, everyone seems, even though there seems to be room for a kula, but the bottom line just seems to be everyone says the same thing, and we ignore all the different opinions. But, okay, let's get that. So, Shmuel says it's batel b'rov, and Rabbah would be mevatel it, and he would eat it. Okay, now, what are we talking about? When we say Shumas Chutzlaritz is betel, is batel b'rov, this is a major league machlokes rishonim, a major league machlokes achronim, and poskim, and mechaber ramah. Rashi says, batel b'rov, the ochel azar. Azar can eat it. A non-Kohen can eat it. It's batel b'rov, fell in. I'm not a Kohen. It's no problem. It's only 49%. 51% is okay. 49% is this Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Thaler, the non-Kohen, is allowed to eat it. So says Rashi. Tosfos says, no, that's not what it means. You know what it means? It means that a Kohen Tameh is allowed to eat it. Normally, he has to be tahor. He has to go to the mikvah. But if it's batel b'rov, not for the non-Kohen. The non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it. When it says batel b'rov, says the Tosfos, it's on the same page. Machlokas right there, Rashi Tosfos. It's batel that the Kohen Tameh is allowed to eat it. Not like Rashi says that the non-Kohen can eat it. Says Tosfos, no way. The non-Kohen cannot eat it. A Kohen Tameh can eat it. It's batel in terms of the fact that it's Tameh, and a Kohen Tameh, the Kohen Tameh can eat it. Now, the Mechaber is going to paskin that even a non-Kohen can eat it, and the Ramah is going to paskin that only a Kohen Tameh can eat it. Okay, now, the Mishnah also told us, this is significant, we already learned this, that it can be eaten. And we learned this in the beginning of Sif Aleph. Let's take a look at Sif Aleph. Simen Shin Chav Gimel Sif Aleph. Let's start from the beginning. Chalas Chutz La'aretz Shemuteres LeKohen Tahor Mikeri. Chalas Chutz La'aretz, which in theory, although we don't do this in practice, but in theory, a Kohen Tahor Mikeri, as long as he went to the mikvah, Rashai LeOchla, he's allowed to eat it, Imzar, with a non-Kohen, Al Shulchan Echad, sitting at the same table. Because it's not going to turn it, we're not going to have a problem with the truma, the challah, mixing up with the regular food, because it doesn't create a problem. It's going to be batel, and continues the machaber, something that we've probably never, ever saw before, heard before. It's not batel b'rov, it's batel in 50-50. So where does that come from? That is an opinion of Rav Zeira in the Yerushalmi. That it's batel be 50-50. And why is it batel be 50-50? He says, the Kohen in the show, we're allowed to sit at the same table together. Okay? You're a Kohen, I'm Yisrael. You're eating your salami sandwich, I'm eating my salami sandwich. The only difference is that your bread, the breads are identical. Two rolls. I'm eating mine on a salami. Pastrami on club. You have a pastrami on club, I have a pastrami on club. It's the same thing. But your club is challah. You're a Kohen, you're eating challah. My club is not challah. Something happens, we go outside, we come back in, and we forget. Is this my sandwich or your sandwich? So it's shove it, shove it. They're the same exact sandwich. We both ate half a sandwich, we have a half a sandwich left, I might end up eating your sandwich. Huh? But bottle of 50-50. So that's... apparently, where Rav Zeira and Yerushalmi says that even 50-50 is good enough, because I can sit with you and we can eat the same sandwich, and the sandwiches might get mixed up. I'll end up eating your sandwich, no problem. It's batel in 50-50. Fine. Skip the Ramah for a minute. Let's go to the end. Skip the Ramah. The Mechaber continues. Umutu levat lebarov V'ochla bimei tumaso. And you're allowed to be mevatele barov. That's what we saw in the Gemara from Rabbah. Levatele barov. V'ochla and eat it bimei tumaso. So, the poskim point out, the shach points out, everyone points out, that there's a stira over here. What's a stira? Because first we said it got mixed up, 50-50, it's batel. And it can even be eaten by a non-Kohen. Now the Mechaber is changing his tune. He's saying, the first time said it was nis'arva, it got mixed up in 50-50, the non-Kohen's allowed to eat it. Now he's saying, not it got mixed up, you're allowed to mix it up, mutter levat labarov, I'm allowed to mix it up, but you need rov, 50-50 is not good enough. Now I need 51%. But now he changes his tune also. We're no longer talking about a zar, a non-Kohen. V'ochla bimei tumaso. Now he switches that we're dealing with a Kohen who's tameh. So he started with zar, switched to a Kohen who's tameh. He started, it got mixed up by accident. He switches to, you're allowed to mix it up on purpose. He starts with batel and 50-50 and ends up that you need rov. You need a majority. So the shach gives three answers to answer this kasha. Ayin Sham for homework. The Beis Yosef discusses this based on the Rambam, based on the Bavli and the Rishalmi, because the Rishalmi has Rav Zaira 50-50. And the way what comes out of the Beis Yosef, which is this is how the Chalkos Binyamin brings it down, it's the smoothest way of understanding it, but it is not the conclusion of the Shach. The Shach has three pshatim, one from the Bach he doesn't like, this one from the Beis Yosef he doesn't like, but it's beautiful, and he has his own pshat, which we're not going to discuss. So the way they bring down from the Beis Yosef is like this. In the first half of the Mechaber, it got mixed up by accident. B'diavad, it got mixed up. If it got mixed up, but you didn't do it on purpose, so we have two leniencies. A, it'll be batel 50-50. And B, even a non-Kohen can eat it because it got mixed up b'diavad, nis'arva. It happened by itself, by accident. So two leniencies, that's why the Mechaber says in the first half, shut 50-50, and even for a non-Kohen. The second part of the Mechaber here, you're talking about being mevatel et yadayim, the chatchila, I'm going to mix it up, so then you can't be lenient on 50-50, you need at least a majority. And you also can't be lenient and have a non-Kohen eat it, it's only for a Kohen tummy. Okay, now, so there's machlokas over here, the whole sugya. Are we dealing with a non-Kohen, or are we dealing with a Kohen who's tummy? Question number one. Question number two, is it batel barov, or even 50-50? Question number three, is it only if it happens by accident, but you can't do it on your own, or I can either be mevatel b'yadayim? Then the other question, the fourth question is, what if it already got mixed up, but not enough? Can I add to the mixture? Like we said, we can't add chicken soup to the chicken soup to move out to the milk. But over here, can I do that? Can I not do that? What was Robert talking about? He's talking about that. He's talking about a different case. Okay. So now let's go back to the Ramah that we skipped. Okay. So the Mechaber again says in the beginning that it got mixed up 50-50. It's going to be batel 50-50, and it can be eaten by a non-Kohen. Haganot says the Ramah. I'm going back to the beginning of the Ramah in Siman Shin Chav Gimel. The Yesh Cholkin. Now he's bringing down the opinion of Tosfos. Rashi, the Mechaber is like Rashi. It can be eaten by a non-Kohen. Says Tosfos, and says the Ramah. Hagav Yesh Cholkin. Usfilu. No. It can, that's the Bir Agra right over here. Where's the Bir? Bira gra sifkat and gimel tois the sham dirmas le chumas umafashim the sham le inyan kohen be made to maso. That gemara mecharos rav zayin that says batel barov, that's talking not about a zar but a kohen be made to maso. A kohen is tamei, and when the gemara went on to say that rabba was mavatel and would eat it be made to maso, Rabba is a Kohen. So says Tosus, he vehemently disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says it's even talking about a non-Kohen. That's what he says, non-Kohen, got mixed up. Batel 50-50. Says Tosfos says no. It's only that's talking about a kohen who's tameh, but a non kohen he says yesh chokin usvilu. I'm in the Ramah. No, since the Helgamar, that Helgamar is talking about a kohen who's tameh, that means for a non kohen we go back chalas chutz laretz. Is like chalas eretz Yisrael. If chalas chutz laretz is like chalas eretz Yisrael, then it only batel in 100, not in 50-50, not in rov, only batel in 100. So yesh chokin tzvilu the oseres ta'aruvasa. The mixture is aser ad mea ve'echad until 101. My one thing falls into 100. Imu b'mina, if it's min b'mina, if it's the same type of food, without getting into exactly what that means. V'shelo b'mina ad shishim. And if it falls into shelo b'mina, so then you need shishim. Okay, so because the Ramah holds like Tosfos, and that whole Gemara with these whopping leniencies of either be Mevatel B'Yadayim or Batel B'Rov, that's talking about a Kohen who's Tameh. So then it turns out that the whole leniency of Shumas Chutz La'aretz and Chalas Chutz La'aretz is only for a Kohen who's Tameh. So the bottom line, I saw both the Ashkenazi Poskim and the Sephardi Poskim all seem to say that bottom line, it needs to be Batel B'Meh. Batel B'Meh. And it doesn't matter if you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're in Chutz La'aretz, and it does, they don't even differentiate if you're a Kohen or not a Kohen, although there's definitely room for Rabbanim to be lenient in Chutz La'aretz and even with Azar. There's definitely room for leniency because there's a lot of opinions, a lot of posts saying a lot of things. But in terms of what the contemporaries far and bring down, they don't want trouble. They all say only batel b'meya. Doesn't matter if you're in chutz la'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael. So let's just go through the typical standard case. The woman is mafresh challah. Okay, the kid come. One of the neighbors here told me he had the craziest hafreshes challah shayla ever that involved a child throwing the challah that was separated back into the dough. Okay, so next time we will discuss a way out. But for now, it's like this. If you see the kid throw the dough back into he throw the challah back into the dough. So if you see where it is, you just scoop out whatever that is and get rid of it. And then you can eat the rest. If it totally got mixed up, you have no idea where it is. So if you have 100 times, it's going to be batel. If you don't have 100 times, that depends how generous you want to be. If you separate a kezias, it's not like you're going to have 100 times. If you separate less than a kezias, as we've spoken about, because you don't want to burn it, you won't be chayiv in burning it, you do a little bit. So if it's batel b'meya, it's going to be batel. If it is not batel b'meya, so then you have a problem in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. And the Ramah, the continuation of the Ramah, which we will do next time, Bezrat Hashem, gives us the Eitzah that's brought down in the Svarim, how to get around this problem, both for Ashkenazim and for Svaradim, which just a preview of coming attractions, involves the fact that when I turn something into challah, it's a type of neder. And if I make a neder, a mistaken neder, and I want to undo the neder, I can do a type of hatar. I do hatar sandarim. So here too, there's a type of hatar sandarim, which we'll discuss next time, that will undo the afreshes challah. It's a do-over. That challah that you separated was nothing. The fact that it fell in is no problem, and you start from scratch, and then you're mafresh challah again. And we will discuss the details next time. So this is the first half of the Ramah of Shin Chaf Gimel Aleph.